Welcome back, my good people. This is episode 14, The Middle with Steven Sanastasi. And that's right, we're mobile. This episode was recorded on a road trip to Austin, Texas with my best friend, Jacob Lawrence. Please enjoy. What's going on, everyone? You're tuning into episode 14. Steven Sanastasi here. The Middle Podcast, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, with a good gentleman I know, a good friend of mine, Jacob. Jacob or Jake Lawrence?
excuse me. Either one. I mean,
you got a booger in your nose.
Thanks for that. What's up,
man? We're actually in the car right now, headed up to Austin, Texas. We're doing a road trip podcast. We're seeing how good this turns out.
It's fucking raining.
We have no headphones, so we have no idea if this is even recording right now. It's actually raining in San Antonio, so people are going to see us driving and be like, what are these idiots doing? One of those type of things.
Freaking raining.
So if it cuts out, just let us know. Actually, I don't know how you'll do that, because you'll hear it after the fact, and we'll listen to it after the fact, but... Jake, so elaborate. We're talking about this story before we hit the road here, and Jake was telling me about the time he walked in on somebody having sex, and it kind of alarmed me a little bit.
Well, yeah, we were just talking about, like, have you ever, like, walked in on somebody actually having sex? And it's happened to me one time. Walking in, I was like 12 years old. Fucking walked into my mom's friend having sex.
Where was your mom when this happened?
Dude, I don't even know, dude. My mom, the thing is, I would come home, my mom wouldn't be home. It was very normal for her to just be doing something, working, I don't know, grocery shopping. Who fucking knows where she was at the time? I don't know.
I know. So you're 12 years of age. I mean, did they see you? I don't...
Yeah, so I walked in, popped my head in. I think we all fucking just got shocked. And then, I don't really remember what happened next. I just remember her giving me $20 to not say anything.
She gave you $20?
Yeah, no, I immediately told my mom.
What did your mom say after she said that?
I feel like she was like, I don't know, she didn't really have much of a reaction. It was kind of like, I think she laughed it off, to be honest.
Oh my god. Dude, yeah. Imagine being, how old do you think they were, the people that were there?
That's actually a good question, dude. Probably like 30. So yeah, like a grown adult.
A grown adult, yeah. Oh my god. It's funny, because I can't imagine, like, being 30 years old and a kid that's 12 years old is peeping his head around a door and sees you just getting pounded out.
Yeah. There's like a, what do you call the position if she's like, not missionary, but she's like at the edge of the bed, that's, dude's well, standing
I
mean, up.
I know, well, I can envision it, obviously, because you're describing it. But I guess that'd be missionary.
I also saw my mom's friend, there's one time, I think, I'm pretty sure I walked into the bathroom and I saw her tits. They're huge.
Really?
Yeah. And then that's all the, and, you know, all the stories I have as far as seeing my mom's naked friends.
I don't know. Oh man, it
feels good to be in fucking Texas, though, dude.
I know. Welcome. You know, this is our last rodeo, as we're calling it, because actually accepted a new position. Actually, not a new position. I'm transferring offices within my company, so I get to stay with my company and go work in our Detroit office now. I get to come back to that lousy bullshit -5 degree weather, whatever the fuck you guys got going up there right now. Piece of shit. But yeah,
you're talking to me right now.
How was that? Yeah, how was that polar vortex?
Pretty brutal, to be honest, dude. I tried to avoid it at all costs. Good thing I work inside, because if I worked outside, dude.
Oh, yeah, I hope they would have made you work outside.
Well, that's the thing is, yeah, they told, you know, the guys who work outside that I work with, they all got the day off, so, or a couple days off. It's brutal.
So what do you, tell everyone what you do. You work in a telecommunications company, so what are these guys doing outside that's...
Basically, like, putting
the... Does it take a lot of time?
Yeah, it's some hard work, man. You gotta, they're putting the wires on the poles, right? So all the fiber that you see that's on the poles, they're attaching it physically or putting it underground, depending on the situation. Digging holes, it's a pretty strenuous job. I know a lot of the guys who do that, they're you know, they've had a rough road. I know some, maybe they've been to jail or, so, I don't know.
Oh, sounds like some, dashing individuals, if you say that.
Yeah, the cast of characters, these construction guys, they're freaking, they're some rough necks.
Right. What, my thought is, like, what happened to you in your, excuse me, what happened to you in your life where you just, like, end up doing something like that? I guess one of those guys.
Drugs?
No, it always interests me, like, because, like, in my field, and that's just me, one of the guys, some of the guys, you know, that turn out, you know, doing what they do. So, I don't know. This is a very interesting thing, to say the least. Being a telecommunications technician.
Yeah, eh. Fucking boring.
Yeah.
But, hey, I was going to ask you, what are we about to see on this ride to Austin? I mean, anything good? Is this... I love Texas. I don't know. Something about Texas, I just, like...
What do you like about it? I mean,
every time I come to Texas, I feel... I like being in the South, first of all. Like, the South is just better, in my opinion.
What's better about it, though?
The vegetation.
The vegetation. The vegetation. We have... everything down here is dead. So, I don't know. Okay, so we're now, like, the most, what are we, like a tropical island?
We're basically in Mexico. That's what I like about
That's the thing. That's the thing. A lot of people don't... they don't know about southern Texas and San Antonio is... it is literally Mexico.
Well, yeah. It is. Yeah.
And people are like... people that haven't been down here, like, don't understand that, too, sometimes. So, what is this guy doing?
I don't know.
He's fucking... hey, pick a lane, champ. But... no, Austin is a... Austin's definitely, like, it's changing what, like, the Texas, like, original, I guess, landscape was to it.
Right.
I mean, Austin is is a city that's comparable to, you know, New York City, Los Angeles. It's a very, people still say it's up and coming, and I say that too, even though it's a great city, because it's growing so fast, and it's ever changing every single week, it seems like.
Very diverse.
Very diverse, a lot to do. College town, you got a bit of everything.
You know,
so that's why I kind of compare it to like LA.
Yeah, you know what Texas needs?
Yeah.
Legal weed.
Legal weed.
Yeah.
Why do we need legal weed? Well, I shouldn't say we anymore. I'm about to leave.
Yeah, I mean.
Why do you say that?
I mean, if Texas had legal weed, it would be all around better. I mean.
I think Austin will probably get it, like, decriminalized or something, but...
yeah, that'd probably be the first step, right?
You gotta understand, there's still, like, a traditional, like, hardcore conservative crowd that runs this state.
Definitely. So, you're... like, Florida.
Right, it takes time with that stuff. It'll happen one day. I don't think it's never gonna be, like, out of question, but it'll happen. It's just gonna take
chill everybody out down here.
Right. Yeah, we're all about to fucking, what? Get into a gunfight. What if I can bomb to a gunfight? What movie's that from?
I do not know.
I think it's Anchorman. No, bro, a knife. No, wait, did he bring a knife or a gun? I mean, a bomb.
I don't know. What are we about to eat?
No clue. It's a good question.
So are we about to go to that gas station that you talked about? The biggest one in the world, evidently?
Yeah, so if you don't know about Texas, we have a gas station chain down here called Buc-ee's, and it's the biggest gas station in North America. And it has to be maybe in the world. It's literally like a Walmart with gas station.
Wait, does it actually say, like, the largest, or are you just, like, saying that?
It has to be the largest.
Okay.
So that's not proven,
okay.
But it's proven in my book.
Okay.
So we don't fact check here. I don't know if you've ever listened to this podcast before.
No need for that.
So what do you think about the previous episodes? You think I've been doing a decent job?
They're fun to listen to.
Your unbiased opinion.
The thing is like, they're fun to listen to. Like, you know, I know you pretty well, so a lot of the things you talk about, like, I've either maybe been there or, like, done it with you, or... so, it's, I don't know, it's just fun to listen to that, and...
I think it's kind of hard for people who, like, don't know me well, if there's even people out there that have listened to it that don't know me, that actually think it's funny, because I feel like a lot of stuff I talk about, which sucks, is... personal things, and, like, if you don't know me, then you're gonna laugh.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a hard thing for me to overcome. because I'm not famous by any means.
Right.
I'm not popular at all by any means, so I'm not a celebrity.
Just
so
having fun fucking around, dude. Right. Experimenting, right. You know what I mean? Right. Like,
and I think that's really what it comes down to the most.
Yeah.
Is
maybe you learn something.
Trial and error. Yeah. Trial and error, and that's what I've learned a lot. The thing of what I don't like the most is not having time to do it consistently anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's so hard to balance your normal day life and get this, like, an episode. I know it takes, like, you know, 50 minutes, but it's about quality in my book.
Right, yeah, like, I mean...
And I'm not going to go there to, like, record and just be like, okay, you know, this content sucks.
Right, yeah, when you work a full-time job the way we do, doing, right. You know, you're trying to eat good, you know, do all the normal
things.
Oh, yeah, all these things.
Cook, clean, do laundry, like... Right. This isn't a top priority.
No.
This is a hobby.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So it's been fun. I'm excited to go home and have you produce some episodes and we get this thing rolling.
Dude.
Yeah.
Buy a house.
Yeah, just fucking buy a house. Yeah. All right, here you go. Give me the keys.
How's it going to be staying with your dad, dude? Are you going to be able to live with your dad?
Why are you saying my dad like my parents are divorced?
I don't know. For some reason, I just think
you're gonna have fun with your dad. Oh, yeah. My dad's gonna be there. So is my mom and my sister. So,
yeah.
No, well, I think living at home for a little bit is gonna be challenging for sure. I'm not gonna like it at all.
I'm
but
excited.
I mean, dude, I'm saving on rent.
I'm excited for the stories you tell me. Fucking living at home, I feel like it's just gonna be a riot.
Oh, dude, it's just gonna be just so annoying.
Nice twin bed for you at home.
Dude, my sister like texts me like, when are you gonna be up in the mornings? I go, what does it have to do with anything? Why are you asking me that question?
Like, what the hell? Already like trying to check in
right.
on you.
Wait, what is? She's like, well, I need the bathroom in the morning.
Oh shit. I
was like, here we go. Like, you know, the Joker in The Dark Knight.
Oh yeah, that's great.
That's exactly how I felt.
That's so funny, dude. She's already making sure she's got the bathroom. So did your schedule line up? Does she get up at a different time than you?
Well, like, her new high school, like, class schedule is, she has, like, a 0 hour.
So wait, what grade is your sister in?
She's junior right now.
Oh, okay.
But, she has a 0 hour.
Cheddar's, by the way, sucks.
Don't ever go to Cheddar's. Ate at Cheddar's one time. Terrible.
Cheddar's?
Yeah, don't ever do that.
Dude, they took me to Cheddar's in,
Oh, your dad's calling.
No, I'm not answering the phone.
Decline that shit, all right.
we got a live podcast going on right
now. Yeah, you're right.
No, we could get him on the line.
Oh, that would have been funny to get him on the line. Ooh.
Honestly, if he calls back.
Yeah. Damn. I'm probably going to talk to you about Porzingis.
Ask me some personal shit.
Yeah. Right, like totally just... Yeah.
Gives out my social security number. Cut the podcast. This guy... All right, man. Hey, people down here drive terrible.
Yeah, well, roads are better than Michigan. But I was going
to
ask you...
Yeah, how about we go back to... You know, you let me finish the...
Oh, sorry.
So she asked me, she goes, she was like, yeah, but it's 0 hours, so I gotta be up at 6. And I was like, I responded back, congrats.
That's great.
But yeah, so Cheddar's, so the funny thing is about Cheddar's is when I was first moved out of Texas and I was doing my training program for work, one of the people I was shadowing, she took me to a Cheddar's. It's like, this is the best Cheddar's in Texas. There's a College Station where a Texas A&M is.
And it sucked,
and
right?
I had no idea what it was. And I get there, I'm like, this is a glorified Applebee's.
It is, though, 100%, yeah. That
it is literally Applebee's.
Fucking sucked. I went to one in Florida with my cousin, so that's how I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you didn't have a good time?
No, his food was terrible.
What'd you get?
I don't even remember. Yeah, I don't remember. I just remember it was so bad that I just always, you know.
Yeah.
So, I was going to say, we're not going to, like, Texas Hill Country, if you know, as it were, are we?
Going through?
Yeah.
No,
okay.
You're going to be seeing pavement and buildings.
Four-lane highways?
No four-lane highways here. I would say I'd say everything outside of Houston,
dude,
and, like, Dallas is, like, a normal highway.
Like, wait, what do you mean?
Like, Houston and Dallas, the highways, I feel like it's massive. Like,
oh,
eight
lanes, right.
Houston's highway is just incredible. I-90? Was it 90?
Yeah. This road right now kind of reminds me of like a Ford road, but like on steroids. Right? Just because like there's businesses everywhere, right? I mean, there's things.
Which I'm on the outer.
Yeah,
lane?
Just like on the outer, right? I mean, but technically it's like a freeway. It's not like a 275 or a 696 or like even a 94. None of our freeways are like this.
Right. Well, I remember when you came down to visit me in Houston and I was talking to you about like the size of the highway.
Yeah.
So in Texas, folks, this is a common thing. Like, for us in, like, a small neighborhood, like, like Detroit or anything, you can get to like a neighborhood by like taking back roads and stuff like that and side streets. Like here, like if you pass like something on the off like the side of the road, you have to like get back on like the service drive on the highways to turn around and go back to it. Like it's right, like the roads and the neighborhoods are ran by like service drives and like highways. It's which is incredible, like right, weird right. How it's built.
Yeah, infrastructure is fascinating. The way they build
here's
cities.
Here's my father.
Alright,
yeah. Here's my father.
Answer this.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, take a picture of the VIN number of your car. The VIN number, it's in the windshield. And send it to that number, Goron. And he said he'll look at it. But if the first words out of his mouth, they would have to roll it in. But he'll look
wow.
at it and see what he can do.
Did you
he'll
tell
him? See what he can do.
You
Steven, that's a GM policy. They can't...
That's their fault.
It's not their fault, son. That's how it works. But you know what? Let's take a picture of the VIN and send it to that number, I think.
All right.
And it'll look at.
All right. Jake and I are in the car right now. We're driving to Austin. Jake Lawrence came down.
Oh, okay.
You're
right.
On speaker.
Later. Hey, how you doing, Jake?
Doing good. How you doing?
Stay out of trouble.
Yeah,
stay
definitely.
Out of trouble.
Definitely. All right.
I know this is Steven's last weekend. Watch him.
Yeah, that's what I came down for, basically, to keep him in check. Do my best, you know.
All right.
Yep.
Later.
See ya.
Bye.
So the VIN number in your car, what are you doing with your car?
Wait, trashing my car? My car sucks.
Dude, I was just telling Steve before we got in the car, I can't wait till he comes back to Michigan so we can all just make fun of his car. Thing's a fucking
dude,
it's like a single mom. It's a single mom. Like,
it's not going to last in snow.
No, definitely not.
Like, 0% chance.
If you would have been driving this in this past week, you would have been screwed, son.
Dude, no automatic start, no cruise control. Like, I don't even know why I got
this. Yeah, what the hell? No automatic, no cruise control?
I had no
It's 2019. I thought all cars come with cruise control.
Hey, that's what I did. Hey, I thought the same thing until I hopped in this.
Jesus, man.
So, I had no money when I got this car to college. I never even had a car in college. It was my parents' car. Like a piece of shit 02 silver Escape. Thing died on me once when I was driving back from college. It overheated on the highway in like
midwinter
10 degree weather, and I'm stuck on the side of the highway waiting for my father to come get
That's
me.
That's actually like one of my worst nightmares, is being stuck on the side of the road in like
negative
10.
Oh, the car's like smoking when I stopped. I'm like, what is going on?
Oh, dude, that's brutal, man.
But yeah, this car is just like, this is definitely an upgrade from what I had, but I didn't have money to like put down on a car or like even buy, so it was pretty...
Limited options, you're saying?
Limited options, and I needed a car right away when I got down here. And like, this was like...
So you're making excuses for having a mom car or like a bitch vehicle.
It's not really an excuse. I mean, not having money is not having money.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It's like not even a...
It's not my fault you're broke. Doesn't make a dent, right?
All right, Chris D'Elia. But yeah, so that's the story about that. Look at this dense fog rolling in over the hills.
Can you go back and edit this, by the way?
We don't edit on this podcast.
I don't know if that's like a
to
thing.
You can edit though, but yeah, I'm gonna go back and just crop you out of the whole thing.
Just talking to yourself. Yeah, that might be good.
Oh man,
that might be good actually. It's foggy as shit today, dude.
Dude, it's got even worse leaving. I can even turn on my lights.
My
lights aren't even on.
Definitely more foggy than it was in San Antonio. Do you think are we still technically in San Antonio? Or are we out of San Antonio now?
I don't know. I think we're getting close to New Braunfels.
Nice.
Dude, we've only been driving for 8 minutes.
Wow.
16 actually. Yeah, just coughing to the mic.
I need a napkin. I fucking wish you would have brought a napkin. Blow my nose.
Blow it in your shirt.
I'm not gonna ruin this nice shirt.
Yeah, hopefully we can go. See, I kind of want to stop at the Buc-ee's, but I don't. It's because I just want to get there. Because it says we're gonna get there at 11:30.
Right.
So
yeah. Buc-ee's would put a dent in our time.
Yeah, I didn't gas either. I filled up yesterday.
What do you got?
Full tank.
Oh, nice. Huh? Cost me $40.
Oh, we're in shirts, actually, by the way. We're leaving shirts.
That's not, spelled end with a Z. Shirts.
It's shirts.
Oh.
Entering New Braunfels, see that?
Yeah.
You're not paying attention.
Isn't that's the place where you wanted to take me to do the river, right?
Yeah.
But then we ended up going to San Marcos.
San Marcos.
That was fucking, that was fun, dude.
Dude, I'm hungover.
I feel like crap right now.
Nice green grass.
What green? There's no green. I saw everything's dead.
I saw green grass, dude.
Oh my gosh.
Snake Farm Zoo? What? Let's go to that snake farm, dude.
Go there and you get freaking bit and die.
The people who own a snake farm, you'd have to be a real, like, satanic person to just be around snakes all day. Like, what the fuck?
Why would you own one of those? And first of all, how's that legal?
Snake zoo, yeah, that's just like...
Dude, what about... Okay, that's funny. Aqua pools right there. Dude, what do you think about when you see a pool off the side of the highway being advertised? Like, don't get it. It's just weird. Is that the pool they put into your backyard?
Yeah.
That's like a...
Yeah, my aunt's about to buy a pool.
It doesn't even look that big.
Dude, pools aren't that big. I mean, you're not going to put an Olympic-sized swimming pool in your backyard.
No shit.
But how big do you want these things, dude?
Probably like 25, 30 feet.
You know nothing about pools. What the fuck? What are we talking? Like, you and your pool knowledge is like nothing. So, like, what?
How does that... I don't know. I go off my aunt and uncle's pool. Like, it's pretty big.
Where's your aunt and uncle have a pool at? Michigan?
Yeah. In Bloomfield Hills.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Pools are nice.
So really, it's got a diving board and water slide and everything.
Oh, really?
It's heated.
Are they rich?
They do well for themselves.
Bloomfield Hills, nice area.
Very nice area.
It is.
Yeah, see, I don't know where I'm going to live.
Dude, I'm telling you. If your office is Livonia is a good spot. I'm telling you because...
I don't want to live in a house.
Well, right that's now. Fine. Do your thing. Whatever. Get an apartment. Go to Detroit. That's fine. I don't even care. Whatever. But I'm just saying, as far as like Livonia... The freeway right there. You can get to Detroit if you want to do that.
No, it's central. Fast. Yeah, it's.
And for me, where I work,
offices there.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's just for me, you know, specifically, it's just good. You know, good location.
Right. So, no, it's a good area.
Right.
Dude, I'm more just concerned about the weather, man. I'm just.
Yeah, the weather is the biggest issue.
That's the thing I've been thinking about the most, because right now it's 60 degrees and it's foggy. I get it, but it's. Warm.
Dude, this is. I would take this any day. The thing is like that cold will fucking turn you into a devil.
Dude, and also the cold weather makes you like it puts pounds on you too. I feel like when the seasons change, like in the summer, I feel like I'm a little bit thinner.
Yeah, you gotta stay
outside more. You know, I'm sweating more, and like during the winter, it's just like you're like almost like hibernating like a bear.
Definitely, you gotta stay.
I just ran over some roadkill, by the way.
I didn't notice that.
But yeah, no, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. You just gotta stay on top of it. Eat right and do all the things. But I definitely understand what you're saying. All those fucking winter definitely puts the pounds on you.
I even feel like even if you do eat right, it's still fit.
Right. No, I get what you're saying.
Right.
Dude, yeah, you're gonna hate it, man. I think about moving a lot, specifically for the weather. Like, I the seasonal depression, that shit's real, at least for me.
Yeah. What I see, though, is... What I like about Michigan is that you could always just travel someplace and go on vacation. Like, when I've been down here, what I've seen the difference between working up there and here is that when I'm down here, a vacation for me is like when we went to California and it was like the weather was colder than it was here, it didn't even really feel like a vacation for me.
Right,
like
I see what you're saying.
I got time off from work, but like... At that point, I need to be going to like Mexico or someplace hotter.
Right, that makes a lot of sense. That's actually an interesting notion for people who live in the South. What is a vacation? Do they go somewhere in the North? I mean, like,
right?
Because they're constantly, you know, as a Michigander, we're going to vacations mainly for fucking nice weather. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that is interesting. Like, where do people in Texas go to vacation?
Costa Rica, Mexico, Puerto Rico.
They don't go to like Idaho or anything. Then go up north.
Yeah, you go to Idaho if you live in Michigan. I'm not going to Idaho.
Dude, I want to go to Idaho bad.
Really?
Yeah.
I go to, like, the Dakotas and go hunting.
Dude, the mountains in Idaho I don't know. That area of the country in general, those mountains out there, I just want to see them, you know?
What mountains do you know about?
The Rockies, bitch.
Oh. I want to go to Denver, dude.
Yeah, same. Definitely want to go to Colorado.
But yeah, dude, I feel like I've wasted, like, my vacation just... down here just traveling home. So at that point, I'm just like, I get 3 weeks vacation a year, plus a week of sick leave and...
Yeah.
Oh, there's...
Ooh, yeah, dude, fucking put your eyes on the road, Chip.
It just happened.
Oh, it just happened?
Yeah, I'm gonna get over. And
palm trees, I'm telling you, man. That's where it's at.
No, but it's just like, yeah, 3 weeks, and then I get like 4 floating holidays. So I got like a total of 19 days. I've already used it all going home, back and forth. So it's like,
yikes.
I'm gonna take time for myself and go on vacation. What also is going to suck is that down here, man, I stay like a nice
You have
tint.
The air on right now?
Yeah.
Please turn that off. Thank you.
A nice tint. So I'm going to be like nice and white when I go home, and then every time I travel, I'm going to get sunburned, which sucks, but I'm going to have to like go to a tanning booth.
Wait, how did you just get into tanning? Your skin?
Talking about going on vacation when you're in Michigan. Like, you're clammy white all the time.
Yeah, definitely. That's I know.
Did you just not hear me?
I was like... zoned out there for a second.
There's Buc-ee's right there.
Oh.
The next exit.
Buc-ee's.
Yeah, we're not bringing any
dude, see, look, is this a, look at this high school. This is a real Texas high school.
Yeah, basketball game. Dude,
holy
the high schools down here are bigger than some of our community colleges.
This high school down here, guys?
Whoa. You think that? I've seen bigger than that.
Yeah, I guess so. I see some Texas high school football.
Dude, so down here what they do is they'll build a big, huge stadium for the whole school district.
Yeah, I've actually saw there. That, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's kind of like,
that's
it's
cool.
Like, why not pump all millions into one nice stadium instead of make a million for each stadium?
And, yeah. No,
so
I like that idea. I'm down for
that idea. But I wonder how that feels, though, as like a player. You traditionally, like, you're not playing like at your high school.
We have a good idea of what that's like.
Right. And I'm just saying, like, being able to have your own home field and home field advantage, I feel like you go play at
any.
It's like a neutral site every time, which
is
cool, I guess. But
they do that so much in college now, right? The neutral site. Like,
The openers?
Yeah, like the openers. They'll do it for a lot of games. Like, the Texas-Oklahoma game's a neutral, but that's always been neutral.
That's a Cotton Bowl, it's a Red River rivalry.
Yeah.
So
I don't like the neutral site, dude. Neutral site's like...
Right? Is Red River
gayest
rivalry?
Shit ever. Yeah, it's called the Red River rivalry. But, yeah, like, the
there's
neutral
Buc-ee's.
Site... Oh, yeah, it's fucking big, man.
Woo!
So, we're talking about... God, I don't know. 50 gas pumps?
No, it's 100.
It's 100?
Yeah. Well, think about it. I mean, it's two pumps at one thing. And there's, like, 4 of them right there. So, it's, like, 8.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, it is probably upwards of 100.
I could be wrong.
Yeah. Very well. Yes.
Yes. But yeah, so... That was pretty cool.
McCoy?
That's a good... What's cool about Texas is, like... Everything down here, the infrastructure itself is better than a lot of things in Michigan, too. The infrastructure is very... When our friend Justin came down to visit me in Houston...
Right, but are you talking about, like, the cement? Like, what are we talking about?
Infrastructure, like, buildings, like... Do you know what word infrastructure is?
Yeah, but... Like, so it's such a fucking general term, like...
Well, that's why I'm elaborating on it right now. Again, turn your ears up. I don't know.
Turn my brain on.
The infrastructure down here is just... Everything is just so modernized.
Really,
the buildings just look modernized. And also, like, snow, like, doesn't, like, hurt the pavement. Salt doesn't hurt... Because there's none of it down here. The cold weather doesn't really do much
to the
pavement.
Right, you're not damaging all that shit, right? Yeah. That cold definitely puts a toll on the fucking infrastructure, as it will.
In Michigan, what I don't get is down here, there's no state income tax, but yet they maintain the roads better than Michigan. Like, Michigan, you have all these taxes. You have state income tax.
Well, that's
like,
why, dude, the big three's got some sort of deal with the fucking people who do the well, I don't know.
Is that a conspiracy?
I've just gotten high and thought about that.
Dude, I'm not saying you're right or wrong, but that's... I never heard anyone say that.
So,
really? Yeah, that's a good conspiracy, though.
I thought about it one time. I was just driving, kind of stoned, thinking about it. Because, dude, the last spring, the potholes were the worst I've ever seen them in my life.
Yeah.
And it was just making me think, like, dude, this is ridiculous. Like, Ohio probably has better. Like, Canada, do you ever hear about any of these places that have cold weather like us that have such as bad roads as Michigan?
I think it's a mismanagement of money.
Well, definitely, it is. Dude,
too.
So much corruption
how
in
do you
government
not, but
or
how do you
something.
Not,
like, I don't know,
but how
dude.
Do you not budget properly is my thing. Like, you know, the thing with Michigan is you know they're bad. Like, you know they're bad. So
right,
why don't you do
right.
something to
that,
fix
that's
it?
What I'm saying. There's got to be some sort of deal. I don't know.
Look at that fog.
The thing is, too, it keeps these people working, right? It keeps, you know,
right.
continuing to fix roads. But no, what I was saying with this big three thing, it's like the roads are so bad, so it makes people want to, you know, continue to get new vehicles and repair vehicles. It keeps that, like, that automotive industry just pumping. I mean, I don't know.
No, I believe that's
I'm not saying I believe that.
Well, that conspiracy, that's a good conspiracy. That's right, a very good.
Right. Something interesting to
that's
think about.
That's a hot take for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a hot take. Because you could like see that actually being a thing.
Right. So. Right. Big Three's got a lot of, you know, hands in a lot of pockets, if you will.
Dude, when you work in business, man, at the end of the day, like, you under... I feel like I've... This past year, like, being in the position I've been in, like, you just see, like, more around you. You understand why things happen around you the way they do from a business
right,
standpoint.
Right, right. No, I hear you. There's a lot of moving parts. There's reasons why things happen, right?
Dude, basically it's what fogging up in here. That's why I wanted to put the air
it
on.
It is, dude. Yeah, it looks like we're fucking banging in here. Stop breathing so heavy.
Imagine walking. Yeah, like walking by on the highway. I mean, driving by us and just seeing us record. Like, what do you think? Or probably think like a fucking, like, nah. Psychotic.
Nah. Wrong. What is that?
It's what?
Football?
Oh, it's Texas State.
Oh. What city is Texas State
San
in?
San Marcos.
Oh. Oh, we're in San Marcos. Yeah, this
dude,
is where that
I
river.
Was going to elaborate, though. Speaking of, like, people recording back home... We have a neighbor that is just like a fucking psycho. He sits on his lawn with his golden retriever and sits on his front lawn and they sit there and do nothing. And he like records himself walking around and stuff. And
wait, in Dearborn?
On my street.
Oh, no, no, back
on my parents' street.
Oh my God. How old is this guy?
Dude, he's got to be in his mid to late 40s.
What does he record himself? Just his fucking thoughts?
I don't know, man. He's very weird. Like, he's very strange.
Maybe he has a popular podcast you don't even know about.
I don't think so. Jeffy Dahmer 2.0.
Ted
Bundy?
Yeah, have you watched that?
No.
It's pretty good.
You kind of look like him.
Really? People, I feel like, oh God, what did I see on the internet? Women think that Ted Bundy's like hot and Netflix is mad that people think Ted Bundy's hot. Have you seen that? Or am I just crazy?
Zac Efron. Is it not? Or like that real Ted Bundy?
The real Ted Bundy.
I thought, isn't there a movie coming out with Zac Efron?
There might be. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
oh, you didn't see that?
No.
Oh, yeah, no. Zac Efron's making a movie. Why is Ted Bundy, like, a thing now all of a sudden?
I don't know.
He's always, I mean,
I
always,
know.
The story's always been
I
there.
I know, I know. Wait, he did his crimes in the 80s or the 90s? Or the 70s? The 70s. It was
the
70s. Late 70s.
Well, yeah.
Early 80s.
And he was, like, sought out to be, like, a well-kept white man. Like, white businessman. Like, a well-kept
yes,
man.
Yes,
like,
yes.
He didn't come off as, like, that type of guy. But that's... I think that's what makes some people actually, like,
well,
yeah. Do stuff like that.
So, have you been watching the documentary or no?
No, but what I thought of was American Psycho when I read up on him online.
What's American Psycho again?
You never seen American Psycho?
I think I have. It just reminded me
with,
of it.
With Christian Bale?
My memory sucks.
Christian Bale, where he's, like, killing all that women. And then, like, story, like the end of the movie turns out he actually didn't do any of that.
Oh, I think I did see that. Yeah.
Oh, it's, like, one of the best movies
ever.
So that's what Ted Bundy kind of reminds me of.
No, but listen, I saw in the documentary of Ted Bundy, like, the one, there's this lady who, like, grew up with him, like, a childhood, like, neighbor or some shit, and they just talked about how Ted, like, never couldn't, like, fit in, or like, there was always something odd about him.
Really?
It's just weird, fascinating. You think about the kids that you grew up with high school that were just a little bit weird, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
And I mean, we're all weird, you know what I mean? We all do weird shit.
Yeah,
but.
Dude, that's, and, yeah. What I just say, what fascinates me is the fact that somebody can do that to another person. Torture another human being and do what he did.
Well, that's the thing.
And
that's just you think about the human emotion.
It's
like,
just crazy to think about.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's right, and obviously it's terrible, but at the end of the day, like, I understand why some people go into, like, psychology and stuff. They try to, like, understand why these people do that stuff.
So, what was I going to say? Fuck. God, my memory is so bad.
About to just talk about
it. I was talking about murder. Oh, so did you hear about that dude in Colorado who, like, killed his family?
Really?
Right, so he, like, killed his two daughters, dude, and, like, his wife. And, like, basically played it off. You know, they were interviewing him after, and he eventually got arrested. But for the first, like, part of the investigation, he was basically, like, saying he didn't do it. And it's just, like, that psychopath in people, you know what I mean? Like, your ability to just get really...
Your ability to flip a switch.
Right, exactly. Like, think about how, when you're mad, like, right? The angriest that you've ever been. Maybe you, like, punch something.
Seeing red.
Maybe you threw your phone down or something. Like, take that and amplify it to killing your wife.
Right.
And, like, it's just crazy. And maybe, like, he came out of that and realized, like, holy shit, what did I just do? Like, you never know what, like, somebody's going through. And it's just like...
But how does that... My thing
that's
always,
like a...
Right, right. No, we're just talking about... My thing is... I think it's how does that drive you though to like do that? Like I just
well, that's
don't,
what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying. I'm just trying to like understand you. I don't think you'll ever understand it till it.
No,
like,
right. I just think about, like, you know, the times that I've been mad and the dumb shit that you say or the dumb shit that you do and how you regret it. And, like, God, I hope that never, like, I let
escalates.
I hope my anger never, like, gets the best of me. You know what I mean?
Right. But it also comes down, I think at the end of the day, too, it's just coming down to logic. And it's just like,
right,
why would I do something like this to another person or commit a crime and, like, assault somebody or something like that when
right,
you could easily just throw your life away?
I just, for some reason, I feel like...
Jail terrifies me. I don't know about you.
Yeah, dude, no.
Like, prison terrifies me.
Yeah,
it does. Like, that's why I try to be a moral citizen and, like, do the right thing.
It gives me, like, 100% anxiety.
Oh, dude. I've, like, watched... I used to watch crime shows growing up and everything, and I think that's what really instilled the fear in me.
Definitely.
My mom used to play...
Did I just hear a siren?
Yeah, the ambulance over there. He's on that service drive.
Okay, all right.
My mom used to watch... she used to always watch Law and Order, and I
loved
it. And that's why I wanted to go into criminal justice, right, when I came out of high school. Oh, he's coming on the highway.
You're good. But, no, dude, I, like, literally have this, like, memory of my dad watching shows about kids getting abducted. And it, like, I think it's, like, instilled, like, this, like...
Fear of
this fear of something. I used to sleep next to the window. And I would, like, literally have a fear that somebody would come through my window.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's just, like, psychologically in my subconscious. Not that I'm personally gonna get abducted, but just,
right,
like, that, like... That, like, anxiety sometimes just sits there, and it's manifested because of this, like, childhood obsession with...
Right. And
the crime shit.
Right. And know what... To elaborate on that point, that conditions you as a young kid. Like, that literally has...
Yeah, absolutely.
That literally has affected you to this day.
Right.
Because of something that happened when you were younger. And that's why I always tell people, like, when kids are, like... I'm not saying you were born...
Is this fucking ambulance gonna pass?
I don't know. I'm getting anxiety.
Dude, I know.
Like, do I need to pull over? Like, what do you do on the highway? Look at this guy flying in the middle. Look at this guy flying right here.
Oh, man.
But no, going back to the point, that's why when I tell people, like... I'm not saying you lived in a shitty environment, but, like, kids that grow up in a shit environment, like, in the hood and stuff like that, that conditions them and molds them. Like,
you know,
I don't understand. You're a product of your environment at the end of the day.
I heard on a podcast recently that, basically, to your point, that that point is so effective. God, what am I saying? I'm trying to say that...
So effective on a person?
That when a woman's pregnant, right, and there's a stressful environment, that it couldn't affect the baby in the womb.
Really?
Yeah, like, to even that extent. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah. Whether it's the stress that is on the mother and the hormones that are going through the mom at the time, it has an effect on, you know, the baby and its effect that the baby will have through stressful environments to its life. Basically what you're saying.
Wow.
Right, yeah.
That's fascinating.
So, like,
really,
you know, you never know. Like, I don't know. My mom was young when she had me, right? She was fairly young when she was pregnant, so... I don't necessarily know what my mom was going through mentally when she was pregnant.
Right.
It's just something interesting to think about.
Well, dude, and also you gotta look at another thing. You're an only child. So, like, I feel like that could also have played an effect on you. Let's say you had siblings.
Only child syndrome. Never heard of it?
Right. Well, I'm just saying, let's say you had siblings. Like, you think your life would be different?
100%.
Yeah.
I would be a different person.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So that's why I get to tell everyone, like, I grew up with two sisters.
Right, so it changed.
I didn't grow up with a guy, like, any guys. So, like, my mentality was always, like...
And your dad's a bitch.
My... what?
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ. No, but I'm just saying, like, when you grow up like that, it's just, like, I didn't have another male to lean on to except my father.
Sure,
my
right.
dad's not around all the time because he's working,
right,
and I'm
right.
not... When I was young. So I had my older sister to look up to, so, like... I would resemble her traits and things like that. I would.
No, I get it.
Her traits would rub off of me. Like, her mannerisms would rub off.
All
of
I can
me.
Think about
so
is
that's
just
why
making
I see why kids,
women jokes.
I see why some guys turn out gay because they have all sisters.
Right. Yeah, and that's the difference between nature
think,
and nurture,
right?
Right?
And I also think being gay, though, you can be born with it, and you can also be molded into it, too.
Is this you coming out?
No, dude, I'm just saying. Like, we're talking about products of your environment.
No, I get it. This really started, talking about the crime and watching
what do you think your parents would say right now if you're about to have a kid and you're at this age?
God, my dad, I would be more panicked myself. I don't know.
You think you'd be panicked?
It's kind of giving me anxiety right now just thinking about it. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know, dude. The thing is,
if you had a kid 5 years ago,
I would be really fucked.
Right. That's why
I get what you're saying, right? We'd be in a better position now that we're older. Jobs, whatever.
I don't
whatever.
Think your parents would be. I mean,
no, I'm not really even necessarily worried about my parents, dude. They, you know what they would say? They'd be like, "All right, good luck with that. You're on your own. Not on my own. They would definitely help, but they would. It would be a wake up call.
Yeah.
It would be a wake up call. You know what I mean?
That's what your life like definitely like.
That's what I like thought about like my daily habits and my patterns, and I was just like, oh my god,
everything changes.
Everything, dude.
Everything changes. And I always feel like, you know, if that were to happen, it's just like, I'm not saying your life's over, but it's just like you have to dedicate out 100% of your time outside of work.
Yeah.
To a child.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited to be a dad, though.
Yeah. Do that. Yeah. It is fun to think about.
I think it's very rewarding. It's a privilege.
Yeah.
It's a
I think
blessing.
Me and you agree with it. You know, as far as because there's a lot of people who don't want fucking kids at all.
Right. Don't want kids or can't have kids.
Right. And I mean, I think about it. You know.
Did you ever adopt a child?
I feel like Jordan would. I don't know. I haven't really given that much thought, but...
Jordan's his girlfriend.
Yeah, sorry. But, I don't know. Would you adopt a child? I feel like I'm losing my voice here. Jeez.
Yeah, no, I would if we couldn't have one.
That's scary to think about.
Adopting a child? What do you mean?
No,
I'd rather
like,
adopt
no, listen,
him when they're out of the diaper stage. I'll
no,
deal with that
I'm
poop.
Saying, like, I know, like, my girlfriend would be fucking devastated if she couldn't have a kid.
Right.
God, like, she might fall into, like, some deep depression, I feel like.
All right, man. Don't keep it so personal.
Sorry.
No,
I feel like just the women in general, though. If they can't have a kid, it's pretty devastating.
I just don't want to change diapers. I don't know how I'm going to do that. The sight of shit makes me throw up.
You're going to be a deadbeat dad, then.
I'm not being a deadbeat dad. I can't wait to raise a kid when he's out of the diaper stage. All right. There's a baby. Walks away. No, but... Yeah, I would like to, you know, adopt a kid when they're like 5 or 6.
Really?
You know, you adopt a kid, he's still shitting himself. No. But yeah, it's... The good thing about, like, being a father and being able to be a father is, like, you see, like, all the things your parents did for you, that the things you didn't like and stuff like that, and you
definitely
wish they would have done differently,
that,
and now
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, okay, you have that chance to do that.
Right, definitely.
Which is cool.
It is cool. I think about that. It is kind of cool to have the opportunity to be like, no, I'm going to do this because my didn't, you know what I mean?
Right, and it's nothing against your parents.
No.
It's just
no.
your observations.
Yeah,
and,
it's part of life.
Right.
It's part of, you know, continuing the next generation.
Right, exactly.
What are we about to do, by the way, in Austin?
Drink.
All right.
I don't know, I feel like crap. My stomach hurts.
Like, from that fried rice last night? That lo mein last night was fucking good.
Was
dude.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good.
I didn't think you were going to like it.
No, I did. I'm glad you let me have that.
Dude, when they delivered it and I opened it, like, this is way too much food.
Yeah.
I started eating and I was already full.
Wait, because didn't you got the lo mein, the fried rice, and...
a little chicken egg roll.
Chicken egg roll?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it was cold, though.
Uh-huh.
So funny, so at my apartment complex, I guess all these Uber Eats drivers are so used to coming to it that they pull up to that gate and they type in, like, a code.
Like, they live there?
To the door.
Oh, really?
Because, like, other gate
oh,
has a code.
Oh, because they know.
To.
Okay, okay.
Well, I never got the code. I don't know how it works. So I always have to come down to get it. So I come down there and waiting outside, and the guy pulls up, and he's like, rolls his window down, and he's, like, saying something. I'm pretty sure he was stoned. And he was saying something. He's, like, our age, and he's saying something. He's like, yeah, I was going to go through the gate. I was like, oh, I think he was, like, afraid, like, I wasn't going to tip him because I came all the way down there for him. So I was like, no, I don't know what the code is. Thanks, man. He's like, you sure? I'm like,
oh.
I'm like, what, do you want me to go back upstairs and, like, have you deliver to my door?
Right,
like, hey,
right.
Meet me upstairs. Like, what the fuck do you want me to do?
Right. So wait, how much did you tip him?
Like, $2.
How much is Uber Eats? Like, does it, like...
It's expensive, dude. Like, that was way too expensive. Like, $23.
So, but how much was the meal then? Like, how much extra was the Uber Eats, I'm saying?
After tip and service charge or whatever,
yeah.
$5.99, $6.
Okay.
So it's an extra $6.
You should have just drove.
I know, dude. I don't know, man. I've been getting fucking lazy. Very lazy lately.
So lazy, you can't even get your own food.
Yeah.
I've never used Uber Eats. Purse, like, by myself.
You look like an Uber Eat. Man. 43 minutes. Hopefully this is quality. We have no idea how it sounds. Hopefully I'm afraid the noise from the car is going to be loud.
Yeah, it probably is very fucking loud.
But we're talking pretty loud.
Yeah.
We shall see, though.
Yeah,
we shall
see. Yeah.
Zach's gonna give us like shit for this.
Oh, so much, dude.
Just why you guys did it without me. Dude, I ever tell you how that Detroit podcast thing never hit me back? Like, I was supposed to send me times and dates available, but it never did.
Cuck.
Dude, you're talking to me on the phone like I was, like, live on a radio show. It was the way he answered the phone, like, the way he called.
Hey, Steven!
Yeah. And he was, like, trying to tell me that I'm not allowed to use, like, recording apps. I'm like, dude, I just want to rent your room. I don't want to use your equipment. I don't care about
your
equipment.
Right.
And it's like, they wouldn't let me do that. And they're like, yeah, well, someone's going to be present. Like, imagine having, like, a random-ass dude in there producing our podcast. We don't even know anything about
us.
That's
weird, yeah. No, you just got me thinking about Zach giving us shit.
Dude, I'm going 75, and people are just blowing by me. In a Prius.
Fucking speed up!
No, I'm not going to pull over.
Use that cruise control.
Yeah.
It's 11:35. What time are we going to get there?
So
noon?
This is going to be your last weekend in Texas for a while.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
same with me, actually.
No, what?
I'm leaving next week.
Oh, yeah. We've planned our trip to Columbus. Hopefully that pans out.
I really hope that does. Theo Von, one of our favorite comedians, has a podcast. What's the podcast called?
Something last weekend? This past weekend.
This past weekend, yeah, with Theo Von.
Dude, that song, that's a great song. It's a great song.
He gives a lot of good life advice.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, I was trying to tell you the other day, he gets pretty, like, actually serious. Like, he has people serious addictions.
Well, I think they call in and then he records, well, he has their bits and then he answers the bits, so that makes sense. Like, his producer just puts him in the podcast.
Yeah.
They're not calling him live.
He was kind of
talking
about...
It's so hard to call in live and do that stuff. And sometimes you don't think it's real because they're calling in and, like, you hear shit on the radio that's live. You're like, oh, it's just set up.
Right. But he was talking the other day about how, like, he hasn't, like... So, you know, his whole life he hasn't really had, like, a regular job. So, like, he's talking about how his podcast will come in and his producer and he's kind of being a dick to people. Like, not necessarily realizing how he's talking to people. And,
his producer is?
Yeah, no, like, he's talking about himself.
Oh, because he wants a certain way?
Yeah, and he's just like, dude, like, I'm not used to being around, like, this type of stuff. I kind of have a lot of stress going on. And he's like, I got to, like, check myself every once in a while and, like, realize, like, I'm kind of being an asshole to people and
right.
shit.
Dude, but that's, going to be honest with you, that's how you get things done in this world.
Yeah, I mean,
especially in business. In business, for sure. You got to be some sort of a...
I find myself being an asshole a lot at work. Just, like, the way I talk to people and, like...
Are you being an asshole or, like, just, like, making fun of them?
No,
Or, like, you're being an asshole, like, asking for things or telling them, hey, I need to do that.
I feel like it's my lack of patience is what it comes down
to. That's the same thing with me.
So, it's,
the way I word emails sometimes, I'm like, whoa.
I
gotta take that,
I gotta check myself.
Yeah. People at work, like, weren't used to how I talk over email. When I first got there a year ago.
Yeah, you need to fix that probably.
Well, because it's like a Midwest type of email where, like, you're asking for something to be done. And, like, you still say, like, please and thank you, but, like, the way you word it. Oh, dude, I get confronted about it.
Go home, get stoned, and then I'll think about, like, wow, I was a real asshole today. I shouldn't have said what I said.
It is what it is.
It's just part of getting fucking stoned.
If you get offended, dude, I have more respect with somebody, like, if they actually get, like, offended by something that I do or whatever, if they come up to me and tell me, hey, like, I didn't like that, like, I'll appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely.
But if, like, that person's, like, a hypocrite and, like, does it more than anyone else and tries to, like, say something to me, then I get pissed.
Those are the worst type of people.
Oh, worst type of people. I think hypocrites are, like, biggest pet peeves ever. Like, one of my biggest pet peeves ever.
You're a fucking hypocrite.
I think everyone's hypocritical. But...
Yeah, because we all have shit to work on. Nobody's... I mean, you know what I mean? Like, to say that you've got something that you've nailed down in life and that you know, like, come on, dude, we're all working on shit, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Nobody has anything nailed down, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I've been thinking about this a lot lately, too, just, like, what's the difference between, like, somebody that's, like, you know, billionaire, and, like, us? They just have more money is a thing.
You're just kind of, like, and really then, going down to the psychological level of it, like, thinking
like, they just have more money, like, Me and that person are still going to die at the end of the day.
Wow, we're all fucking human.
Right.
Yeah.
No, so I think that's what helps me. Like, it's helped me come back down to earth sometimes. Like, okay, I'm not important. Like, I'm not as important as, like...
Yeah. See, that's
the next person. So, like, I should... you know, that's why you treat everyone with respect. You treat the janitor, you treat the janitor and the CEO with the same level of respect.
Right. So that's interesting, right? Because like you're talking about how
life with like good morals.
Right. You're talking about how like you're thinking about, you know, kind of bringing you down. And some people have the opposite, right? Where they're so down on themselves, really they need like a pick me up.
Right.
And they need to like find the importance in themselves. So there's like all spectrums of people who are like so full of themselves and they have like so much like, you know, ego or whatever.
Yeah.
And then there's just people who fucking can't see the light in the world, you know what I mean?
Right.
So you gotta find the good balance of like not letting the ego like I don't know. Yeah, exactly. Outweigh and fucking just be nasty, and but you also can't be a fucking, you know, no ego, and like I don't know. It's just like I think about that a lot, actually, and like.
It's helped me. That's something like I need to work on. Is like, okay, I'm not as important as people. Like
really, see, know? I feel like sometimes I need to work on the opposite. I need to find myself to be more important and like find like the important.
Well, it's good you lived a humble life then so far.
Yeah. Dude,
I feel like I haven't been humble. I need to like humble myself sometimes,
yeah.
And like.
My dad used to tell me that all the time. I feel like it's like for some reason it's like subconsciously imprinted in my brain.
He used to call you humble?
No, just like tell me. Like that would be like his a lot of times. Stay humble, Jacob. Be humble. Be humble. Be humble.
Right.
And I feel like it's almost too much. Like I need to like be less humble. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that being humble is bad, but
well, sometimes you need to pat yourself on the back.
Right. Exactly.
You need to,
right.
You need to puff your chest. And
there's times for
times
it. Right.
For
yeah.
It. Not,
and
I
like
hate,
what you're saying.
Hate,
in, well, yeah. Sorry. What you're saying in business. You get shit done when you're fucking a cocky, like, you feel good.
That's why I think
yeah.
That's what it, you gotta, like, find that difference between that and real life.
Exactly,
well,
exactly.
It is real life,
and that
but
is
it's normal life.
Right, and, like, try, you know, living a balanced life where you're not taking those business, like, attitudes.
Mannerisms.
And going home to your fucking girlfriend or whoever.
Right.
And being a fucking.
Dude, it's kind of like. And that's what I'm struggling with a little bit. Well, I'm struggling with it for sure. And that's something I can admit. It's one of my weaknesses is, like, not turning my work mode off when
yeah.
I get out of the office.
Yeah.
And I think that's what drives people, like, kind of, like, insane and, like, stresses them out is, like, okay, the phone's away. The laptop's away. It's time to, like,
right.
take a
just
step back and, like, breathe.
Fucking chill out, right?
Right. So being able to do that and, like.
Dude, everybody's passing you, bro.
I'm going 75. I'm not getting pulled over.
It is kind of funny, though. Everybody's just, like, flying by
We're
us.
Close.
Oh, yeah. Are we?
19 minutes.
Oh, that's nice.
But, yeah, no, there's just, like...
It is...
I think about that stuff a lot. For
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. It's
I hate kids, like, our age nowadays, like, who think, like, they're somebody's. That's what also messes me up. Like, why are you going on, like, social media, like... flaunting like you got money.
It's all a
like
fake.
That.
It's all a fucking
like,
fake.
You have to be the saddest and most narcissistic person I think ever to do shit like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would think so. I mean, that shit
dude,
like
no
makes me cringe.
About, yeah, like that's why I'm so close to deleting so, like all my social media.
Yeah.
I only like keeping because I like keeping up with my friends, like people I care about and
right,
stuff,
right.
And people you know. This podcast, I like advertising it. But like at the end of the day, it's like
yeah.
I don't care all these people, and it actually like makes me mad sometimes to see some people that you've known like your whole life almost,
act a
and
different
like
way.
Act a different way. Like
yeah.
Dude, you're not better than anyone. You're a nobody. Like
yeah.
When you're a nobody, stay a nobody. Don't act like you're a somebody.
No, I hear you. I
don't
hear
act
you.
Like you're better than everyone is the thing.
That's part of the reason why I don't have that shit. You know, I mean, I don't know. It's fucking. It's distracting, and it's just like a fake. It's like a fake world. It's like a different
right.
dimension.
Right.
And people
and
get
that
to
dopamine,
like
dopamine, man.
Yeah,
we just need
dude,
that dopamine. We're
definitely.
Talking about that yesterday.
Yeah. But like kind of like with the group text, dude. It's fun, man. We have our group text, and it's like the camaraderie and like the
what's instant satisfaction.
Chilling with your boys, yeah. It is definitely instant satisfaction. It's definitely that instant dopamine drop where you just feel, you know, feel good. And
what?
So that's why I continue to do that shit.
What? And what I was talking about yesterday.
A real addiction.
Yeah. What I was talking about yesterday, everyone is like, everyone has a smartphone, obviously. And if you don't, I don't know what year you live in, but we are so connected. It's just unbelievable. Like we're so connected at the hip with everyone now. It is like so hard to, I think that's why it's hard for people to even have conversations out in life and lose social skills because they're so used to just typing and instant messaging, like right there in the palm of your hand. Like you're always connected to your friends,
you know?
And I think that's why some people probably get tired of their friends and get tired of their family or like even get tired of their significant other because
yeah.
You're so connected and talking to them all the time.
Yeah, definitely.
And I see why relationships don't last nowadays.
Cause like in the 70s, you'd fucking talk to your wife in the morning and not see her until
right.
Literally
right.
Not
right.
Talk to her at all.
All day.
And
come
now
home. Oh, she's there with
yeah.
Dinner on the table and everything.
Right. And now you're texting all fucking day. Yeah, that is annoying. Sorry.
It is. So I think that's what also drives some people.
That's
like,
a good. That's interesting, yeah.
It drives some people, like, to become introverted, too.
Right.
I think my job is actually driving me to become introverted because I talk to people all day and I deal with, you know, I have to solve problems all day. Right. That's my, basically what I do. So it's kind of like, it's driven me to be so introverted.
It's a huge flag.
Yeah, it's Texas, baby.
That flag is fucking true.
Are you more of an introvert or extrovert person? Does work have an effect on that at all?
Dude,
no?
Yeah, work makes me hate people.
Right?
Yeah, it's kind of what we were talking about earlier. My patience level sometimes at work just can be minimal, but I mean, work is work, you know what I mean? I don't hate my job by any means. I'm very fortunate, you know what I mean? It just, I feel like sitting at the desk sometimes gets a little,
antsy.
Right, exactly. So then, therefore, makes my relationships with people, you know, not as maybe as pleasant as I wish they would be because of that reason. So, I mean.
Right. What's your patience level at work? Like, how long can you give somebody to send you something after you ask for it? 5 minutes?
No, I mean, that's, I don't know. It's a very specific question.
I was just trying to find an example.
Yeah. Fuck, what was I was going to bring
I can,
something
well,
up.
Well, I guess maybe what I can explain might help you, think. But what I was thinking is, at work, when I realized I don't have any patience for anything is when I first started working into the position I'm at. Like, I got out of my training program. The moment you have to, like, rely on somebody else to do your job, it's like, I hate that moment, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, you don't have control.
Well, that's
at
part
that
of
point.
Being a fucking manager.
And I hate not having
that's
control.
That's a part of being a manager and a boss, is giving other people the, you know.
I hate not having that control.
Being able to rely and trust people. Yeah. No, I totally feel you, dude. I give people shit to do at work all the time. I have to make sure, you know. Yeah, that is kind of stressful. And, dude, like, Rob, this needs to be done by, so, you know, whatever. Right. I got to trust them to do it right. And then, you know, when it's done, I look at their work and fuck, half the shit's wrong. It's like, ugh.
Dude, that's the worst feeling, too.
Stressful.
Oh, man. Also, another thing is, like, it just, I think this depends on the company you work for. When, like, you have to rely on somebody else to, like, do something for one of your customers or, like, one of your, like, accounts, and, like, they just don't do it how you want it done, or, like, don't take care of them how you would take care of them.
Fuck talking about work.
I know.
I'm over it.
I know.
I'm starting to get hungry.
You don't actually know what I was talking with my boss. We actually have great conversations sometimes at the end of the day where we're talking about just life.
Yeah.
And he was talking about this time how we were talking about how football has so many parallels with like life.
Did he,
like,
play football?
It teaches you life lessons.
Did he play football?
Yeah, he did. And we were just talking about that because he was talking about Baker Mayfield and Tom Brady and how when they come into a locker room, they change the culture. They change the attitude. And that's how, like, work should be. Like, your attitude should be contagious in, like, a positive environment.
Right.
Like, it's rubbing off on everyone.
And that's the thing. That's what I want to go for, but it's hard. Like, what we're talking about.
Right. And I think that comes with good management, though. It all starts from the top.
Definitely.
And also, I brought up to the point to him about Jarvis Landry in the Hard Knocks episode where he was talking to the wide receivers about how, like, he goes, you talking about, like, how these guys were showing up at practice and just being lazy. He's like, that attitude is contagious. And he was saying, he's like,
contagious, bro. Yeah. It's contagious.
He's like, that shit is fuck. And he's like, swearing. He's like, that shit is contagious. And it really is.
Yeah, no, 100%.
And that's how it
man.
Is at, like, the football team, too. Yeah. Like, it literally
that's just like with
fun.
Life, man. Yeah. You pick up energies, man. You hang around people who are fucking low and acting like assholes, then you're going to be fucking acting like an asshole.
Hard. It really is hard to be positive, I think, a lot of the time. When in the end of the day, sometimes you already know the outcome. You're, like, a little bit of a realist. And you're like, well, it's kind of hard for me not to be negative because I know what's going to happen.
Right. No, I definitely.
My
definitely.
My boss, like, he's that's so kinda, positive. Yeah. Like, we can see the outcome, but he's so positive and, like,
it's almost like a delusional. It's almost like a delusional positiveness.
Right. And I understand where he's coming from. So
you kind of have to be delusional sometimes and have that positive attitude even when all the you know,
all the chips might not be right.
Exactly, and you're looking at it. Exactly, and you're looking at it, and you're like, dude, this can't end up right. But you kind of have to have, like, that delusional belief because it's how shit, you know. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree.
Because that rolls over. Like, it's like a snowball effect, dude. Once you start getting it, and it's like the snow collects, and that positive energy builds and builds, and then.
I gotta get that back, man.
So do
I think
I
it's come with, like, working out and.
It does.
Taking my mind off work.
I think, too, also.
Work can really take a toll on your brain.
It does.
And I understand why some people commit suicide because of work.
Right.
And, like, because it stacks up, man. And
so you gotta find time to, like, meditate and, like.
I gotta meditate more. I heard that it's really effective.
Yeah, same. I've been telling my girlfriend a lot about it because, like, basically what we're talking about is there's just so many inputs, dude. You're thinking about all these like factors, and she in particular just like thinks about, and I do it the same way. You think about all these things that are going on, and it's hard for you to not like think about like the reality, and you know what I mean? So you kind of have to, like what I was saying, have that like almost delusional positive. Are we in a traffic fucking jam?
I mean, we're getting close to a major city. It's how it is. It's construction too.
Oh, yeah, we are in construction. Yeah, a bunch of fucking construction.
But no, try this at work. When you sit at your desk and you feel like you're getting like a little
amped
overwhelmed,
up,
overwhelmed, a little stressed. I sat there and was just breathing for like 5 minutes, just heavy breathing, deep breathing through your nose, out through your mouth, one nostril, blowing out the other nostril. Yeah,
you hold it.
I saw that from Tom Brady's wife was on Jimmy Fallon.
You hold the nostril.
Talk about that. Yeah, you hold.
And just out through your mouth,
or you can breathe it out through. Yeah, dude, it worked. It was great.
Yeah.
I felt awesome.
Okay.
After it happened, I was like, okay, that's good.
Yeah. I'm good. Yeah.
And I have a sign that sits up in my cubicle that says,
cut off.
So, yeah, we cut off and we didn't realize it. We don't even know where it finished out at. So, hopefully, you guys enjoyed. I want to thank you. We've made it here to Austin.
That was
pulling
fun,
up
man.
Right now. Yeah, I'm no, glad. Thanks for coming on,
dude,
man.
Thank
this
you.
Was,
yeah, that
I
was.
I think it was a good time.
Definitely.
We're going to keep this rolling. So, hopefully, this we get a nice reception from our crowd and my listeners on this and see if you guys liked it and hopefully we can do it again soon. I'm
gonna be
back in Michigan here shortly.
Yeah, definitely fun. Thanks for having me. Texas is fucking fun.
That's it. We're out. Peace.